This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Epiphany Wednesday, variable. To be used only if there is a 6 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted February 9, 2011, 1 Corinthians 2:6-13 Spiritual Wisdom, paraphrase, spiritually mature, born again, John 3:3-5-8, Christians proclaim spiritual wisdom, which cannot be understood by worldly, unregenerate, and born again people, but only those who have been spiritually reborn by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. What the world falsely calls wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:18-25, is doomed to pass away, die eternally, along with worldly leaders and worldly people. The divine, spiritual wisdom that mature, born-again Christians proclaim is the secret, hidden wisdom of God, the redemption which is only in Jesus, which God designed into creation from the very beginning, so that we can be glorified. Worldly leaders and people, those under the influence of Satan and demonic powers, didn't know this or they would not have crucified Jesus, who is Lord, one who has power and authority, a master, a ruler, a governor, a prince, a proprietor, a glory, the place and the attribute. So they were defeated by Jesus' crucifixion, Colossians 2:14-15. This is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah 64:4, of what God has prepared for those who love, believe in Trust and obey the promises of God's word, and wait for them, the Lord, although no human has seen, heard, nor imagined what that fulfillment will be like. These things are revealed to us through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows everything, even the deepest things of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9, and who knows God's thoughts more fully than God's own Spirit? Believers receive the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which is from God, not a worldly spirit of Satan, demonic, so that we can understand the gifts of God given through the Spirit. So born-again teachers teach not their own human wisdom but the spiritual wisdom which has been given to them through the indwelling Holy Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who possess the Spirit. Commentary, God has designed creation so that it is impossible to come to know and have fellowship with God through human wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:21, but only by faith, obedient trust, in God's Word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living Word, John 1:1-5:14. To unbelievers, the Word of God seems foolish. It makes no earthly sense to them because they are spiritually blind and are perishing eternally, 1 Corinthians 1:18-21. Humans cannot know divine, eternal, spiritual truth except as it is revealed to them by and through the indwelling Holy Spirit. God has designed this temporal creation as a garden in which to grow obedient, trusting people for His eternal kingdom. We are all born physically into this world, but are spiritually born. This temporal lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to true, eternal life, and this is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, restoration to fellowship with God which was broken by sin, and for eternal life, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. Jesus has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. Only Jesus baptizes with the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Those who were of the world tried to destroy Jesus by crucifying Him, but if they had known the secret, hidden wisdom of God they would not have crucified Jesus. By crucifying Jesus they actually helped fulfill God's plan. So crucifying Jesus was against their own self-interest. No one can see, know or imagine what God has prepared for his obedient, trusting people. This creation was created to be very good, Genesis 1:31a. But God wanted us to have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey him or not, so he allowed for the possibility for sin, disobedience of God's word. The bad things that exist in this world are caused by human sin. Creation will be restored to perfect paradise in God's eternal kingdom in heaven. People who don't trust and obey God won't be allowed in heaven will be the perfect paradise that this world could have been if all had chosen to trust and obey God. We believe that, without being able to see, hear, or imagine it, the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the first fruit, the down payment, the security deposit from God to us, guaranteeing spiritual, eternal life. We experience, now, a small taste of the love and fellowship we will have with the Lord in eternity. People who have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have not experienced the love and fellowship with the Lord, now, in this world, can't understand spiritual things, because they are only understood by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit opens the minds of believers to understand the scripture the Bible, Luke 24 minutes and 45 seconds, teaches us all things all spiritual truth and recalls to our minds all that Jesus teaches John 14 26 he will declare all the things to come John 16 13, the test of God's word is, its fulfillment, Deuteronomy 18:21-22, God's word is always fulfilled, and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.